This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
What really matters? In the news, we hear about deaths and murders. One news reported this interview. The grave digger who dug the grave for a notorious gangster had this to say: "My father is no more now. But it was my mother who pacified me and made me understand that the dreaded gangster is now a nobody. He is just like any other among us. And if you won't do it, who else would?" This notorious gangster, after his death, is just like any other human. The truth is that all humans are on the same playing field. We will all go back to dust. And we have also heard in the Christian circles that a couple of stalwarts of faith have passed on to glory. For us, who the Lord has kept alive in the land of the living, we need to retrospect and examine ourselves in the light of God's word every day as to what really matters. What really matters in life? As believers, where does the cooperation take place? It is the heart. I'm not referring to the physical heart, and we do need to take care of our physical heart. But let's look at what the Bible has to say about the heart. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9 and 10 says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? I, the Lord, search the heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve." The actual condition of the heart of man is not good. Even us, Christians, we need to constantly check to know the condition of our hearts. You see, the heart is where life is. Your heart knows and wrestles with realities. The mind receives and processes information. The mind lives on facts and knowledge. The heart does more than that. It displays emotions. The heart can be wounded, grieved, pierced, broken, but it can also be glad and cheerful. The truth is that once the matter is settled in your heart, it is only a matter of time that it will manifest by action. The heart is where the crux of the matter is in your life. The whole essence of salvation is for God to capture your heart and it becomes absolutely yielded to God. In Romans chapter 10 verse 9 we read, "If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." Some points to do and not to do to preserve your heart, according to the Bible. 1. Store up good in your heart. Luke chapter 6 verse 45 says, "A good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and an evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." 2. Do not be drawn to evil or take part in its wicked deeds. Psalm 141 verse 4 says, "Do not let my heart be drawn to what is evil, so that I take part in wicked deeds along with those who are evildoers. Do not let me eat their delicacies." 3. Do not cherish sin or take part in wicked deeds. Psalm 66 verse 18 says, "If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened." 4. Be pure in heart. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 says, Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." 5. Have an undivided heart. Psalm 86 verse 11 says, "Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name." 6. Hide God's word in your heart. Psalm 119 verse 10 says, "I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." 7. Let your heart be wholly committed to God, a heart full of God. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9 says, "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him. So, what is the thermometer of your heart telling you this morning of your level of commitment to God? The thermometer of your heart towards God will dictate your life and living. This morning, I encourage you to win the battle in your hearts and be committed totally to Christ Jesus. And not just committed, but be consistent in your walk with the Lord. When you have committed all your heart to Christ, then you will truly know life in all its fullness, which is His promise to you for all eternity.
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164. +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.